It's Nick, he's a little daddy, it's Nick, ripping off his shirty, it's Nick, can't help but do a face palm.
It's time for Devil's Business.
Fuck you guys.
Welcome to the Devil's Business podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Jolly, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
I'm here with Aaron, a.k.a. Sofane, and birthday boy Nick, a.k.a. Alcoholic, a.k.a. Meathead, a.k.a. Professor Asshole. What's up, guys?
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks. I feel the love.
It's a big day today.
Wow. Professor Asshole. That's the newest and greatest.
What's your superhero name?
Your supervillain name, yeah. Professor Asshole.
Yay.
Well, we're calling this episode Picky Dicky Nostrils and His Nine Nasty Nose Pickers, which is apparently some old school nickname you got back like elementary school and shit, right?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It didn't affect me at all.
And the thing is, you know, you'd expect when you're a kid, you'd expect kids to come up with these terrible nicknames for one another, except in this case, it was an adult.
The teacher came up with it.
It was my best friend's mom. She greeted me at the door. Hey, Picky Dicky Nostrils. And I'm like, hey, Mrs. Grove. That's her real name, Kendra Grove.
We decided we were going to do a Nick episode, and
for his birthday.
Before we start telling the legendary Nick stories, why don't we go to My Favorite Sin, our sponsor, Nick? Tell me the promos of the week.
Well, Wednesday nights we got Frisky Whiskey Wednesday. I can't even say it. We say five times fast. I can't do it. Frisky Whiskey Wednesdays at Hangovers with My Favorite Sin. That's a good time. Whiskey and Fireball specials. Thursday night, Industry Thursdays at the Tongue and Groove. That's always a good time. Then our big night of the week is Friday. Let's see, what do we got? Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmolava. Illuminate Fridays over at Opera. Get 10% off the price of tickets with the promo code Center from our website, MyFavoriteSin.com. And then, of course, back in Buckhead, we've got Fridays at Havana. And then we wrap it back up on the weekend.
We don't always wrap it up.
Saturday night, sometimes. Saturday night, we do the weekend wrap-up at Tongue and Groove. So it's going to – every week is a great time. So go to the website, get on some guest lists for free, save some money on some tickets, and tear down the city with us.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's get to Picky Nicky Nostrils and His Nine Nasty Nose Pickers.
Look, it's not a license to say it as much as you fucking want.
It's written down on the paper now, and that's the thing.
I said that in confidence, and I'm being a very nice sport about this shit.
This episode is about your birthday, and it's about us making fun of you and mocking you openly to all our friends. Did you hear your theme song? We played your theme song at the very beginning.
It was fantastic, except for Nick.
Nobody gets a theme song written for them unless they're fantastic.
I'm going to say that when I'm crying myself to sleep later. We'll pass it out.
All right, just to set the tone, we're going to go to the first story, which... Aaron, you're going to start off with Holiday Asparagus.
Yeah, Holiday Asparagus is a story that I feel like it's just a little snippet into who Nick is. When Nick and I moved here, we were just a couple of beach billies, man. Just a couple of beach billies.
Out of Pensacola?
Out of Pensacola. Just simple guys from the farm on the mobile home on the beach. And we moved up here to the big city. Right. And we wanted
being Atlanta.
Yes. We wanted to experience all these fantastic things and live these great lives and that just stuff that wasn't available in Pensacola at the time.
Right.
One of the things was, Nick really had never been to a really nice steakhouse. Like, you know, where you go get a $75 piece of meat. He had never...
Got some great steakhouses in Atlanta. So
yes, it's a fantastic perfect time.
There's not very many on the... On the Redneck Riviera.
No, there weren't. And so this girl he had just started seeing when we moved up here, this girl just started seeing him. She wanted to be with him, take him to the nice steakhouse because she knew we would talk about these things, this list of things we wanted to do while we're in Atlanta, and that was one of the things on him. The first date that the two of these people had gone on, Nick and this girl, the first date they went on was terrible. I got to see some of it, and they were just got so wasted, and Nick just went crazy in public, and I'll tell that story another time. So she had a reason to be a little apprehensive that maybe when she took him somewhere nice and they got a couple cocktails in him that he might act inappropriately or do something that would maybe make him stick out a little bit. So he had got all dressed up and put a shirt and a tie on and everything and some nice slacks. And they took off. And on the way out the door, she told me she'd keep me updated. And,
I didn't know this. I didn't know that they were canoodling.
weren't canoodling. I just thought that there was an opportunity for a little bit of a fish out of water. Hey, funny scenario.
He didn't know which fork to use. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay.
He knew it was going to be way better.
He did what with his napkin?
he tucked it in his shirt. Hey, fool.
So they went to a nice place. They went to Howell's and Buckhead and ordered drinks. And the waiter comes around and goes to take their entree order. And Nick orders a steak, a really, really expensive cut of meat.
Right.
Now, what Nick wasn't prepared for was that the sides in an upscale steakhouse are different than the sides they serve in the chain steakhouses that you find off of every exit on every interstate in America.
It's not steak fries and fucking blooming onions anymore.
Right. So,
which aren't bad. Hold on.
I know. I don't think Hal's carries steak
fries.
No
disrespect to you exit restaurants. Onions.
Yeah, they don't do blooming onions. I don't think they have A1 in the building.
No. On any Ings, they use the G at Hal's. It's a nice place. He asked the waiter what that comes with, and he's like, it comes with a side of asparagus. He's like, oh, no, I don't want the asparagus. You can keep that. What else do you have? His date, who had been, she's from here. And
at this point, she's already probably... Is she texting you and shit about
she's giving me updates and, the fact that he's giving him a hard time. And... because he wants this, and she wants him to enjoy the meal. She's been to these places before. And
she wanted me to try new things.
Yes, and the asparagus that comes with a steak, they do that for a reason. It's very nice.
It's
nice
pairing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to fit the palate.
Right. It's a very nice thing. And but Nick just hates asparagus. He hates asparagus. He was digging his heels in, and she was like, come on, you sure you don't want to try the asparagus? So he's like, I don't like asparagus. I don't eat asparagus. And she says, not even with hollandaise? And he says, not even on Christmas.
The guy's like, I'll find you some steak fries. Yes. I'll just
fuck you, man.
We got any potato wedges back there?
Since someone go on a KFC run real quick, get him some wedges and shit.
Can I get a side of cheese with my steak?
Yeah, he's going to need some ketchup, too.
So I didn't know what the fuck hollandaise sauce was. And I really don't like asparagus, and I don't like it on Christmas either. So fuck you both. So
he
now,
wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong.
See, he wasn't wrong. But now, like, every Christmas day, I try to have a little asparagus.
Ready for him?
That just means so much to me, because I know that every Christmas you will always think of me and how much fucking retard. You're just like, God damn, Nick, that motherfucker's dumb.
This is why we can't go to nice places.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take the second story. I'm going to call this story Nick Never Gets Banged. That's a play on words, and you'll find out why. So an old friend of ours that hadn't been hanging around for about several years, she came back in, started hanging around, and I brought her out one night. I was meeting Nick over at Rocket Taco, a.k.a. Rocco.
What up?
Nick has already been there for a little while. He's now sitting at a table of like 8 other people, and there's like one empty chair sitting right next to Nick. And so I walk in with our friend. I'll call her Michelle. Walk in with Michelle, and I go, here, Michelle. I was like, you remember Nick? And she goes, oh, yeah, hey, Nick, how's it going? He's like, hey, Michelle. I'm like, hey, I'm going to grab some drinks at the bar. Sit next to Nick.
Yeah, they've got catching up to them.
I haven't seen Michelle in 4 fucking years.
Yeah, it's been 4 years. I'm like, hey, man, you remember Nick? I was like, hey, I'll be right back. We'll get some drinks. And I run over to the bar. Sometimes you don't realize that you've just thrown someone in the shark tank.
Yeah. And you don't realize how quickly the sharks eat.
The other problem is I also didn't know what condition Nick was in. And like you said earlier, a couple cocktails, Nick can be a little more aggressive.
You don't know what's going to happen or what he's going to say.
I didn't realize he'd already been there and had a couple cocktails, and now there's no filter. Not that Nick hasn't much of a filter to begin with.
Yeah, Nick has turned into Alcohol Nick, his superhero alter ego.
Right. And on his way to Professor Asshole. So he is he's sitting there. I come walking back. I've been gone about 5 minutes, right? Come back with the drinks.
Was it that long?
And, well,
It doesn't take me long at all to torpedo.
Yeah, apparently you did this within the first 30 seconds of me dropping her off.
Oh, yeah, but you know what happens? You guys are around to make me quiet. So this girl wouldn't speak up to shut me up, so I just kept going.
So for 5 minutes, I left her with an unfiltered Nick, unbridled Nick. I come back. At this point, she's just sitting there staring straight ahead. Nick's still red-faced and smiling.
She's all stoic and catatonic.
Yeah,
like,
she's just hands in her lap, staring straight forward, not looking at anybody. And I walk up, I'm like, hey, what's up? And she goes, well, Nick was already able to insult me. I went, oh, God damn it, what'd he do? And she goes, well, he hates my bangs. I'm like, well, why? It's like, you had bangs 4 years ago, too, right? And she goes, yeah, I don't know why he still hates my bangs. I didn't know he had this big issue with bangs.
Well, I never told her before. I figured we were coming clean. It's been 4 years. Why? Well, you know, bear the hatchet.
Let's restart our friendship. On the some wrong honesty here.
Yeah, I have always hated your hair. Is that?
Yeah, basically that's what he just threw. Which, like, Nick, who has no hair, should have no commentary on anybody.
Everybody's hair should be awesome.
Wolf hair. Yeah, he should be just happy about it.
Fuck you both, but I'm Ryan again.
Anyway, so I'm like, what the hell did he say? And she goes, basically, after saying hi, he said, I hate your bangs. You're still hot. I'd bang you. But you'd have to put a bag on your head.
And then...
And I'm looking at her, I'm like... Now, normal people would say, there's no way he said that. But I'm
saying... He absolutely said it.
I'm sitting there going, oh, no, he definitely said that. That's such a fucking Nick move. And I look at Nick, I go, hey, man. And he turns around, he goes, what? I'm like, did you just tell her that you hated her bangs and that... And he goes, well, dude, I still said I'd bang her. Like, that's his compliment.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
That's how it works.
Like, he's like some gift of God. He's like, look, I'll still give you the sex. I just don't want to look at you. Like, and she's staring at me like, well, good to see you again, Nick. Can we go? And so, like, 2 nights later, we're heading down to a tongue groove. And I'm having this discussion with Nick. I'm like, hey, man, the shit about the banks. I was like, I'm just going to give you a fly. Michelle's cool. She'll deal with the fucking statement. Like, because she'll let it roll off.
Sure.
But I was like, just for further notice, a chick that never criticized what she's wearing, how she has her hair
right, cut. Right. Most people understand that, but I don't care.
Her thunder. I know. I know you don't. Mm. That's what this episode's about.
But I'm still a nice person.
This episode's kind of half intervention, Nick.
No, I'm still a nice person.
We know you think that.
That's a thing.
You guys are
so dicks. So, I'm talking to... Happy birthday. As I'm talking...
Come on, fuck you. Go ahead.
As I'm talking to Nick on the ride to Tongue Groove, I'm like, hey, man, you know, just, you know,
Kawhi.
A life hack. Just... All you ever do with a girl is compliment her.
Yes.
If she does something that you physically don't approve of, you compliment that thing just so you get it out of you.
And this is something that when Nick and I moved up here, that was one of our tenets of acting when we went out of the club was never say anything negative. Always positive, positive, positive.
The best thing you want to do, if you want to, you know, make a girl.
But it was hard for Nick.
I was like, if you want to throw some shit out, talk to a hot girl, but make fun of the skanky girl that just walked in with the big tits that you want to bang way more.
Yeah, be on her team.
Yeah, be like, oh my God, can you believe she wore that? Like, you're dressed really nice, and she's dressed like a skank.
Come on, I would not fucking drop my panties for either one of you guys right now. That's all I'm saying. That's your game?
Anyway.
That's how we pick up chicks. Let's go. That's how you have friends.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with getting laid, Nick. This is just how you, as a human being, you deal with people. So... You try to make them feel comfortable about their life decisions. They've gone out dressed like this. They've gone out wearing these shoes. They've gone out with this haircut. And they might be a little uncomfortable about it to begin with.
Yeah. If you were there while they're getting ready, that's the time to speak up. Like, but once they're out and can't do anything about it,
look,
you,
man,
lie. Bangs, you lie.
Bangs are irreversible for a short period of time. I mean, you know.
You have
so they're temporarily irreversible.
You're balding.
See, you get
your
it.
Balding is irreversible.
No shit. It looks great. They should too.
The fact that the guy with no hair has commentary on anybody else's haircut is offensive to me.
Oh, come on.
That's a hair haver.
Anyway, so I have. We have this whole discussion, and I'm laying it into him.
It's like he's like, you know, the janitor with a wise fucking input. I'm like, yes, Patrick, this is how I should act towards women.
No, I never said woman. I said people, just interacting with humans.
Yes.
So
yes. We're not trying to do rounders.
On the way to Tongue Group, I'm like, look, I mentioned the bangs comment. I was like, look, a chick that has made the decision to have bangs may be a little self conscious about the bangs, because tends to be what. Seems to be a hot button with girls anyway. Is like bangs or no bangs? And it's they post it on the book where they want to make a life decision. On bangs? Oh, I won't do it. Crazy. And it was a long weekend. I don't know what's going on. So I tell him this whole thing. I'm like, look, you're an honest guy. I was like, that's one thing girls can all at least admit. He's painfully honest. Yeah. I was like, so you know but he's a big teddy bear. And that's why I say there's no malice in this man's heart. He's not saying he doesn't want you to be upset, but he's just. He has no filter. Shit just pours out of his fucking face.
Yeah.
Even if we try to stop it, we can't. So
no.
Never mind.
You start covering. You could literally try to cover Nick's mouth, and he will pull his your hand back. Like, no, let me finish what I was going to say. This fucked up. We literally get out of the car at Tongue Groove after this long discussion of me saying you're big.
It wasn't
teddy
a discussion.
Bear.
It was a lecture.
It felt a little lectury.
Yeah.
So, and I'm basically saying, hey man, just like don't lay be off. Big. I was like, a girl's hair is very. Sensitive. You don't talk about it. And if they've made some drastic change to the hair, all you have to say is I love
compliment.
It.
Yes, I love it. I love it. It's so easy. I love it. Look, I love your shirt. It's so easy to lie.
So we walk in to Tongue and Groove. We've maybe ended the lecture 5 minutes prior. He's walking in Tongue Groove. He's on the way up to the second level of Tongue Groove, up the stairs. I'm standing on the first landing of the stairway. I see Nick raising his hands out and then going, really? Why would you do that? And I am scared what I'm going to see when I get to the top of the stairs. And what I see is one of our favorite bartenders, Natalie, has just gotten bangs. He literally, the conversation in the car was me talking and him in his head going, nothing.
They're right now.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. The songs that go on in Nick's head. So he walks straight in, and I hear him. But by the time I get to him, he's already said, "Why would you get banged? It looks so horrible. I can't believe you would have banged." And I'm like. I walk up and I go, Nick,
what did I just tell you?
What did we just talk about? She like watches me chastise Nick actively. Like, what were we just talking about? He goes, we were just talking in the car about getting a beer. That's when I realized that slick scalp just lets also information go sliding right past it.
Right past
He's them. Just airtight.
Yeah, aerodynamic.
Yeah,
baby.
He swims through information like Greg Louganis.
Shit, man. No drag.
That's going to bring us to our last story. And Aaron, you're going to tell us when you're calling this one 2,000 cc's of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I was roommates with Nick for many years. This story was one of the greatest nights of my life that Nick just somehow like put his mushroom stamp all over. So we were out at Havana. And man, we were.
It's a nightclub, right?
It is a nightclub. We were actually in Cuba.
Cuba.
So we're at the old Havana in Buckhead, and we're drinking some shots and having a great time. And I was with a girl I had been dating briefly at the time, who had giant, huge fake boobs. They're just fantastic. We would stay out kind of late on Thursdays. It was a big night. The girl I was with was kind of, you know, like, hey, let's go home and fool around. And I was like, man, that's a really good idea. But as we're heading to the door, this model walks in that we all knew, this blonde model. She's smoking hot. Mm-hmm. I've always had a crush on this girl, well, ever since I moved to Atlanta. So she comes running right up to the girl I'm with, and they, you know, are like, oh, my God, hey, oh, my God. I guess they knew each other from way back. And I was like, hey, that's fantastic. I'm like, but, you know, and hey, it's really great to see you. You look fantastic. What an awesome dress. But really, I was kind of at this point, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take my girl home. Take my date home and
take my guarantee
get
away.
Laid. And so I actually went to grab her and tap her on the arm and say, hey, let's get the hell out of here. When she just starts making out with this other girl. They just are just making out.
You're like, first, like, close the tab. We gotta go. Oh, keep the tab open. Hold on. Like,
whoa, whoa.
Three more shots. Tequila.
Back it up. So we actually have another drink, and everybody's having a good time, and we're telling jokes, and I'm like, oh, Thursday night.
Did they keep making out?
Oh, yeah. It's heavy petting, and we have another drink, and then the girl I've been dating at the time, she turns to me, and she's like, hey, can she come home with us? And I was like, right now. I'm going to get the car. Meet me downstairs. I'll be the one honking the horn and flashing the lights in front of the bouncer.
Not wearing pants.
So they come downstairs, and I'm like, Nick, look, I am out of here, man. I'm sorry. And Nick was with a girl he had just started dating. And he was like, oh, no, don't worry, man. She's got her car. You know, I'll find my way home. I'm like, fantastic. I'm out. Get the girls in the car. We speed home. And, man, we get home. We have a drink in the kitchen. We go into my bedroom. Everybody takes their clothes off. And
nice.
My favorite thing was when you said, man, you know how it is. There's a bunch of rubbing and loving and sharing and giving. And he was so genuine about that.
Oh, I was really excited about that.
He's kind of like a weird hippie about
it. I know. He went all fucking Bob Ross on the description. I'm like, come on, Aaron.
It's going to be great. It's all helping.
Happy little clouds.
It's like the Bonnaroo of sex.
Oh, it's just, we're all equals.
I'm respecting women.
I respect the shit out of them.
I turn on a little music. We're in my room, and man, everybody takes their clothes off, and everybody looks fantastic. I'm the only question mark in the room. But hey, man, nobody's here, you know, for my smoking hot
pot. Hey, yeah, you're the one with the dick. You're the only one that's you got the magic wand.
they're naked. Everybody gets in the bed. We're having a good time. We get some music playing, and all of a sudden, and then there's a rattling at the front door, which is right outside of my bedroom, and I'm like, what? The hell was that? And one of the girls was like, is somebody here? And I was like, no, nobody's here. And then there's a banging on the door. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I pick my phone up, and there's a text message I've missed from Nick. And I was so excited when I got there that I guess I locked the privacy bolt. And Nick is outside banging on the door.
Like a cop. Like, it was bad.
He was really banging like a cop.
I was drunk.
I panicked a little bit at first, and everybody was a little frightened, and it messed with the vibe a little bit. But I was like, hey, you know what? I can get this vibe back. I'm like, you know what, girls? You know what would really make Nick feel fantastic is if you went and opened the door.
That's generous. That's a very nice thing for you to do.
I thought that might be nice for Nick. I thought
that was
he might
the nicest
enjoy
thing
it.
He's ever done.
They've got both of them just have giant fake boobs, and they're skinny as rails. Just fantastic. Just fantastic. So I thought he might enjoy
this. They're so white
this.
And skinny. I just want to lay them on the counter and
so,
snort them.
So yeah, I open up to the. They are actually the doors open for me, and I just see 2,000 cc's of saline just and just two like 100-pound girls and just tits, and I'm just like, holy shit!
The girls, the girls giggle and they come running back into the room and they jump on the bed, and then right on their tail is Nick, and he's running into my room while he's taking his shirt off.
He thought that was an invite.
I thought it was going to tell him to get a little weird in here.
That doesn't look like a green light, to be honest with you.
But it was just something nice. It was not
two anyway. Naked women entered, opened up my door to my house. This is part of time.
So, and it, Nick just jumps into the bed, and he's like, sure. And he's like, oh my God, what are we doing, guys? Oh, this looks like fun.
Where's the lube?
And then at the door, I'm like, hey, man, what the hell? And I look up at the door, is this girl Nick's been recently seeing, the same one, the same one who tried to get him asparagus.
So she's trotting in behind Nick while he's stripping and chasing the naked girl.
She's come home with him, and he just starts getting naked and running in my room.
It was like, poof, I was gone, man.
It's not nice. It's not nice. Red flags, lady. Look for red flags in the menu, Tate, and this is one. Nick, we actually got her to take some pictures, and it's just boobs. And then finally I'm like, Nick, seriously, that was a lot of fun. It's good to see you. I'm glad you had a good time, but really, you need to get the fuck out of my room. This is going really well. It's my dream night.
Right. Yeah.
So he's like,
I'm making the epic highlight reel right now. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's cool. All right, we're gonna go to our rooms. Awesome, man. Yeah, see everybody later. And so Nick walks out and he closes the bedroom door behind him. It's like, sweet, where were we, ladies? And so now now things are getting hot and heavy, and shit is starting to happen. Before, we had just got naked, and there's some heavy bedding, but now action is starting to happen, and I turn the fucking music up, and I'm like, okay, back into the zone, man. Back in the zone. It's just Nick. No big deal. This is going to be great. Greatest night of my life. And so just everything's really starting to get super naughty.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights are on and everything, because I don't want to miss any of it. No. Is there any more lights we can turn on?
I need to backlight you a little bit. Let's get a hair light.
Oh, God. I just don't want to miss anything. And then all of a sudden, boom, my bedroom fucking door just bursts open. It just bursts open, and like everybody's like, oh, God. Oh, shit. And they spin around, and it's Nick. It's Nick, and he's standing there. And he jumps into the fucking room, and he's got his legs spread wide, and he's standing there butt fucking naked. And I look up at him, and he's staring down, and he's got his arms out. I'm like, Nick, what the fuck? So he's like, oh, excuse the tiny penis. It's cold in here. But seriously, turn the fucking music down. Jesus, you can't just do whatever you want. And he turns, walks out of the room, leaves the bedroom door open. Nothing. Disappears for the night. And forever, my dream night. I don't remember much after that, except that, you know, I mean, I know everything worked out to a successful conclusion.
But it's been all honestly always tainted, no pun intended, with yep. Naked Nick. Nothing's yes. gonna ruin Nick's a threesome cop. Faster than a bald, sweaty, naked guy.
Yep. Just jumps in and with his cock. What the fuck? Keep your cock out of my threesomes.
Yeah, there's only one cock in this threesome. If you add an extra cock, then it's a foursome, and then there's a confused girl. It's really confusing. Oh, God.
Boundaries, Nick.
Sorry. I thought we were friends.
That's the other thing. It's like, at first, he's all like for the whole sex thing. And then it's like he shifts gears when he realizes he wasn't invited. And he's like, yeah. He's like, that's stupid.
Those goddamn kids and they're fucking partying and they're 8-tracks.
This brings me to our last and final segment, my favorite part, called The Vent.
Fuck.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Suck-a-fuck-a-fuck-a-fuck. Shit.
I hate this segment.
This is the segment where we bitch about the shit that pisses us off. It's never racist, never sexist, or anti-Semitic, but it could be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. Does anybody have anything they want to vent about?
I don't have anything to rant about, man. I
nothing to rant about?
Yeah, I took a little...
It's his birthday,
birthday. I took a little R&R to San Juan past week.
You went on a solo mission to San Juan.
Yeah, I call it the selfie tour.
Yeah, we had a lot
of
pictures.
It was the saddest selfie tour, but it was fucking beautiful.
It was beautiful. Dude, everything you see behind you looked amazing.
I know, didn't it? Especially the hot tub on my balcony of the La Concha Renaissance. Oh, it was so beautiful. It's like number four fucking
humble brag.
Then I'll throw a bitch out there. One of the things I have noticed, I'll bitch about my own bitching. One of the things I've noticed I bitch about is only Facebook. I'm pissed off. I don't know why I keep a Facebook page, because all I do is get mad
at
the people on Facebook. And it's here's legit. What's been pissing me off recently, and I don't think any of my friends actually listen to this podcast, so I'll go ahead and bitch about it directly. Friends of mine on the Facebook, they have kids.
They do. I've seen them.
I love kids.
We all love kids.
They're fine. I'm not like one of those like bitter guys is like, fuck having kids. I don't get it.
Kids are horrible.
They're fine.
The ones I have in my basement are from Ecuador. They're very tasty. Look, what I'm saying is the people that have babies.
Like the newborns?
The newborns. And all of a sudden their profile picture becomes the baby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like
it's
a,
not
like
them.
A, even the mammogram. Or not mammogram. What am I thinking?
Yeah, mammograms.
Ultrasound. Look, ultrasound.
They can post the mammograms. I'll be fine with it.
Yeah, that's true.
sweet. Post more mammograms, ladies.
It's Nick.
Sweet memories. So it's the people that have a newborn baby or like a toddler, and all of a sudden the profile picture becomes a baby. It's not them holding said baby. It's not them baby. Out, you know, teaching baby how to walk picture. It's the baby. It's and I'm like, okay,
you gotta see the baby.
The problem with that is you're not the baby. You aren't baby. Baby's not you. Baby doesn't give two shits about Fel Book.
Actually,
now post as many pictures of your baby as you want on the Facebook, but your profile picture should be at least a picture of you. Hold the baby next to you. That way, I'm like, oh, it's my buddy Drew and his fucking baby. I love his fucking baby.
Yeah,
but his baby is not him. Stop, because when I'm drunk at night and at 3 a.m. I post something highly inappropriate and sexual, and all of a sudden the baby likes it,
dude,
it catches me the fuck off guard because all of a sudden I'm like, what are you doing, like, baby?
Patrick,
you're not the only person on the Facebook machine that talks about this. This one guy posted up this great meme. He says, if one or more of my fucking friends has a baby and creates a profile for it, I'm going to create a profile for a coat hanger and poke it.
That was funny. I saw that. No, I'm actually for that.
That's you're not the only one that notices that shit, man.
Sure, like, sure. The thing, you know, I mean, I guess I understand that, yeah, they change your life. And when you said that, you know, your life isn't over, it's not the baby's Facebook, that's not exactly true. Your life is now baby's
life.
That's
all your life.
That's who you are now, is you're that baby's creator.
Fine. Post a picture of you and your fucking baby. I'm all for you and your fucking baby.
Look, Patrick, I think you need to spend a little more time spinning your goddamn phone through that Facebook. I see you do it all the time. You're like an all-star at it. Like, you can read 3-4 posts at a time and never stop spinning on there. And you're so like, bam, 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 like, poke.
Dude, if Patrick doesn't like your post within 18 seconds, you're never going to get it.
Yeah, like, yeah. If it doesn't happen fast, it's not going to happen. He's like at the dentist or in the grave.
Or on the set.
No, I'm not allowed to have phones on the set. They were very strict about that.
Very dauntless.
Humble brag.
He humble brag for me. I didn't even do it. Fucking awesome.
I can't even have a cell phone when I'm making major motion pictures.
Everyone go see Insurgent. It should be out in March. See, I was going to wait till March to do my vent about the fucking earring situation I had. But I'll talk.
Oh, yeah, you have to. You have to. I think you're under contractual obligation.
I'll save it for March, but I'll bitch about that earring issue I had on set. But yeah, if you're not your baby, don't baby photo me. Because honestly, it's more of a vent of I'm mad that I'm drunk in the middle of the night thinking, why is this baby up and why is it liking the things I say?
Baby keeps inappropriate hours.
I thought you had something, Aaron. You said you were bitching about shit all day.
I know I was. Remember, that's where we left off. I was like, why can I never remember any of the things I've been bitching about all fucking day? Because
you've gotten it off your chest.
You guys feel better.
I got another bitch. Remember, you're bitching. You bitch all the time.
I know I don't contribute to this segment enough because I only bitch organically. Like, I complain a lot and, oh, it's so important to me at the time that I just have to get it out. I have to tell you what the problem is. And then we have this segment where I get to sit, bitch about anything I want and tell everybody and really have my message heard by dozens of people.
If not 30.
And I never have anything prepared. And the thing is, you know, I don't know, maybe my life is just that fantastic. And
mine is. I didn't even have a fucking vent. I was on the beach.
Man, that's really great.
Yeah,
that's
yours was all unicorns and bubblegum farts.
It was fantastic. It was so good. Ugh.
Well, if you have anything you want to bitch or vent about, or if you've known Nick for a while and you want to email us a story that you know about Nick,
don't do that.
Email us your whole story at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye, everybody.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.
Keep your cock out of my threesome.